வணக்கம், யூஆர் லிஸ்னிங் டு ஓரவில் ரேடியோ. திஸ் இஸ் த ஸ்போக்கன் தமிழ் கிளாஸ் ஆன் ஓரவில் ரேடியோ. ஐ எம் த ஃபெசிலிட்டேட்டர் ஜாஸ்பர், அண்ட் வி ஆர் சீயிங் வி பீன் சீயிங் வேர்ப்ஸ் ஃபார் த லாஸ்ட் ஃபியூ வீக்ஸ், அண்ட் வி ஸ்டார்டட் சீயிங் சம் ஆக்சிலரி வேர்ப்ஸ், வேர்ப்ஸ் தட் கோ அலாங் வித் அதர் வேர்ப்ஸ் டு convey certain, to create certain phrases that are common phrases. So last time we saw the verb kol, K-O-L, but when you hear people speak, it will be ko, panniko, solliko, senjiko. It is also a reflexive verb, things that you do for yourself. So that's what we saw in the last class. In this class, we are going to see the auxiliary verb vai, V-A-I, vai. Now, vai means keep, K-E-E-P, keeping things. You may keep things in a safe place, you may keep things for yourself, stuff like that. So in Tamil, we use vai very often. For example, let's see how it is used as a verb before we go into the auxiliary verb. We'll see how it is used as a verb. Say, for example, keep the keys in the pocket, in your pocket. Keep the keys in your pocket. Saviya pocketle vai. Savi is the word for key. Savi, S-A-A-V-I, savi. Saviya pocketle vai. So keep the key in your pocket. Keep the clothes in the cupboard. Clothes, the Tamil word for clothes is tuni, T-H-U-N-I, tuni. Tuni is both for clothes and cloth, for both. Cloth and clothes, we say tuni. So tuni e cupboard le vai. Then you say, keep the money safe. Keep the money safe. Panatha batrama vai. Batram is safe. Safe, the word for safe, secure. Panatha batrama vai. Panatha batrama vai. So this is how we use it in when we use vai as a verb. Vai belongs to group 2. Verbs of Tamil. The infinitive one form of it would be vaikka, and the infinitive two form of it would be vaichu. So the past tense marker for vai, the verb vai, is ch, ch sound. Now this verb goes as an auxiliary to create some verbal phrases. It goes along with infinitive two form of some verbs, a few verbs, to create some verbal phrases. Like, for example, if you want to tell someone to advise or warn someone else, like it's like indirect. So you're telling someone to tell the other person. So you're telling person B to tell person C that person C has to be watchful or careful or mind their ways. So the person C is misbehaving, for example. If you say person C is misbehaving and you don't want to tell person C directly they're misbehaving, so you tell person B to tell C to behave themselves, to warn them. So how do you say that? You say solli vai. Solli vai. S-O-L-L-I-V-A-I. Say, for example, the name of person C is Ram. Let's say Ram. Ram ku solli vai. You understand? So you're telling person B to tell person C that they should behave. So solli vai. So what is the primary verb here? The primary verb is sol. Sol means tell. So tell and keep. So if you directly translate it, it would be tell and keep. Tell and keep. So, solli vai. Solli vai also would go for if you want to book something, if you want to keep something. For example, someone is selling their car, and you want to buy it, but you don't want to buy it right away. So this person is going to sell their car in about 3 months. They will leave the place in 3 months, and they will sell the car in 3 months. So you want to kind of book this thing. So you can say solli vai. You're telling someone to tell this person who's selling the car, okay, solli vai. You na enakku car venum. I want the car. Car na vaangrenu solli vai. Tell them that I would buy the car. Solli vai. So it's also to book something, to prepare something. So that is solli vai. Now, you can also say panni vai. P-A-N-N-I-V-A-Y. V-A-I. Panni vai. Panni vai is do and keep. So you can tell your partner that you're coming home, and if, say, for example, you like to eat something. So you like to eat samosas, and your partner makes wonderful samosas, and it's been a while, and you had a long day at work, and you're back, and you're telling your partner, hey, make and keep some samosas. I feel like having samosas. So samosa panni vai. You know, as children, we used to tell our mothers this. When we were young, we used to tell our mothers the things that we like when we come back from school. We would like to have these snacks, and we will say, Mom, make this and keep for us. So, panni vai. Another common thing that is people would giving advice. Say when you, as you are growing older, you kind of make plans for your life, like kind of you secure your life. You kind of save money. You save money. So that is setu vai. Setu. Seru is to collect or to collect, basically, to gather. So setu vai, gather and keep money for your old age, for the future. Setu vai. So this is how we say, use the verb vai as auxiliary. So, if, for example, the first three ones, the first few examples I gave was vai as the verb itself, but the other last three, the latter three are auxiliary verbs, verbal phrases. Solli vai, panni vai, setu vai. So, use vai. This is how you use vai. You can say tuniya cupboard la vai, keep the clothes in the cupboard. Rooma suttama vai, keep the room clean. Suttama vai, that's an adverb. Panatha batrama vai, that's an adverb again. Batrama is an adverb. Batrama vai, keep it safe. Saviya pocket la vai, keep the keys in the pocket. Mr. C ku solli vai, tell Mr. C to behave himself. So solli vai, panni vai. I'm coming home. I would like to eat samosas. So samosas panni vai. Then panam setu vai. Future ku panam setu vai. Keep save money for the future. So this is how you use the verb vai, and you use it as an auxiliary to create verbal phrases. These are some of the common verbal phrases. I hope you enjoy the lesson. I hope this lesson would be useful to you. I will see you in the next lesson. Thank you.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.